today is St. Patty's Day, March 17th, 2010. And the lesson that we're going to do is lesson number 35, and it's called Stomach and Chest First. So, as most of you have learned coming to the classes, just begin by observing how you're lying on the floor right now. Most of you are quite familiar with doing what we call a body scan, which is you can start up at your head, or certainly you can start down at your feet. And a body scan is where you begin to draw your awareness and attention to that specific area, noticing how it's resting on the floor right now. And as I've said sometimes before, sometimes it's noticing how something isn't resting on the floor. Perhaps you go, wow, my whole back is arched today. And just notice how you do the body scan for yourself. Whether you started at your feet or the top of your head, and you go from one end, let's say, to the other. And you may also notice moments where your mind leaves yourself, and then you pull it back. Good. And now I'm going to have you bring your attention onto your breath and your breathing. So just notice how you breathe. And the only thing I am going to kind of teach you about your breath, and I'm going to call it the natural breath. So again, we're not going to try to create any kind of special breath. But as you're becoming aware of your breath, there's a phase called the inhalation. And then right after the inhalation, really when you get to the very end of the inhalation, you'll notice there's a pause before you enter the exhalation. And then when you get to the end of your exhalation, once again, notice there's a pause. And these two pauses are very, very important. It's the transition to going from your inhalation into your exhalation. So what I'm going to call that is there's really four parts to your breathing or your breath. And all you're doing right now is just noticing. And to help you notice clearer, I'm going to have you bring a number or counting to your noticing. So as, let's say, you're on the inhalation phase, just in your mind, you're just counting how long is the inhalation for you. Not trying to make it longer, not trying to change it. This is just what is natural for you at this moment. So it might be a count of three, it might be a count of four. And then just notice the pause. And is the pause just a count of one or maybe two? Could even be three. And then as you enter the exhalation, again, giving that an amount of numbers. How long is your exhalation? And then when you reach your end point of the exhalation, noticing the pause. And just allow yourself to go through that a couple more times. Again, not increasing your breathing, not trying to take in a deeper breath. It's just pure awareness and noticing. And just notice, is your inhalation longer than your exhalation, or are they about even? Just whatever you notice in these next two times that you're observing your breath and your breathing. And now the next thing that I'd like you to become aware of as you're just continuing this natural breath for yourself is where you feel the breath. So when you take your inhalation, do you feel it in your belly? Do you feel it in your chest? Where do you notice the inhalation occurring? Is it a combination of those two areas? And then noticing your exhalation. So again, some people, when they inhale, they take all the breath in their chest, then it moves to the belly, and then they release maybe in the belly first and then the chest. That's just one example. There's multiple ways for the breath to occur, so just notice for you how it happens. Okay, now bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And now we're actually going to create a different kind of breath. So we're going to actually make something happen instead of just feeling what was natural for you. So what I'd like you to do is to take in a breath, and when you take in the breath, you completely fill the chest up. So it's like you puff your chest out and your belly sucks in. We're just going to practice or experience this way. So as you take your inhalation, you expand your chest. You feel how the belly actually pulls in because the chest gets so big. And then you just let it go. Don't even worry about how you let it go. You just are focusing on your inhalation for right now. And almost ask yourself, how big can you make that breath become up in your chest? Do you feel even expansion underneath your armpits? Good. Now, the next time that you take a breath, I'd like you to take a breath in your belly, in your abdomen. So what you do is as you breathe in, you push your belly out and your chest actually flattens. And really what's occurring is the breath is traveling down to the lower lobes of the lungs, which pushes the diaphragm forward. But your chest gets flat. So you really feel the expansion down in the belly. That's it, Cindy. You know, it's a little hard to turn one section off and the other on. Excuse me. Okay, and just let all that go. Keep your legs standing and just let your breathing do whatever it wants to do for a moment. And now I'm going to describe the next movement we're going to do. So just listen first before you even try it so that you visualize it and have a conceptual idea about it before you're going to do it. So what you're going to do is you're going to take in a breath back into the chest. Really, really large breath, and you're going to hold it. So you're not allowed to exhale now. And with all that air being in your chest, you're then going to push it down to your belly. And again, there is no exhalation. You just push the air down so your belly gets big, and then you're going to pull it back up to your chest. So you're going to experience that you can move the breath back and forth without taking a new breath or exhaling. Is that clear? So, let's go ahead and give it a try. So, you take an inhalation, make the chest really big, and hold the breath. You're not allowed to exhale. But now push the breath down to your belly. And then pull it back up to your chest. And then push it down to your belly. Push your belly really big. Those of us that have had kids, and then pull it back up. There you go. That's the pulling up. Now push it back down. Push. There. That's it. And then let it go. You'll be able to go about three times, and then you gotta release it. And then just wait for a moment, and we'll go through it again. And this is just very important to learn for the rest of the lesson. So I want to make sure all of you are clear. So again, take in a big breath, all in the chest, all up here. Big, 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 big. Hold it, and now push it down here. There, but don't exhale. Now pull it back up. Now push it down, but no exhale. And now pull it up. And push it down again. Okay, the only thing you're doing is you're exhaling a little bit. Okay, Cindy, you ready? Take in a big breath. Don't exhale. Push it down. Push. There you go. Now pull it up. Now push it down. Pull it up. That's the idea. Excellent. Now some of you can release this. Just let it go. Some of you, it's really hard to breathe in your chest. Your natural weight is to go to the belly. And that's like for Julie here. So go ahead, take the breath in the belly. Make it big, 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 and now hold it. Now pull it up. That's it. Now push it down. Push it down. No exhaling. Now pull it up. And now push it down. Push, 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 push. Make that belly big, 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 big. And now pull it up. And now push it down. There. Release. That's it, Dale. Push it down. And now pull it back up. Push it down. And now try it faster without there. But you're still breathing in and out. So let it go. Let it all go. Okay, there you go. You've got a little breath going in and out. So you're absolutely not allowed to do that. So taking a big breath, hold it, push it down, and pull it up, and push it down, and pull it up, and do it faster. That's it. There you go. Okay, rest it. Now you've got the idea. There you go. Get real big. Now hold it. You're not allowed to exhale. That was an exhale. So take it in, If I have to squeeze your nose, I'll squeeze your nose. Taking a deep breath. Okay, no exhaling. Now push it down. And now pull it back up. There you go. And now push it back down. Make your belly big. There, better, better. Now pull it back up. Good, let it go. I think you know how to do this, but. Good, now hold it. Now shove it down below. Make your belly big. There you go. Now pull it back up. Now shove it back down. That's it. Now shove it down. But that's up. Now push your belly out. There, that's out. There. Good. Do you ever think breathing would be so complicated? There you go. Now hold it. Now shove it down. There you go. Now pull it up. And shove it down. And pull it up. And let it go. Okay, good. Okay, very nice. Now for a moment, with your legs still standing, go back to just a normal breath, noticing your inhalation, the pause, and your exhalation. And just notice where the inhalation takes place. Do you start in the chest and then go to the belly? Or is it almost a combination happening now, the chest and the belly? Or do you start the movement in the belly and then it goes to the chest? And can you notice with your breath how the ribs are moving? That there's actually an expansion of your rib cage. And it happens on all sides, the front, underneath your armpits, and in your back. Good. Now roll onto your right side. And if you want to place the right hand underneath your head for support, that's great. And you bend your knees up. And just first of all, notice lying on your right side, how much do you allow the right side to really rest on the floor? Is there any holding? Do you remember the homework I gave you last week about your head? Noticing if you held your head on the pillow. So as you're lying on your right side, does the entire right side under the armpit and the whole side really rest? And now begin to take in a breath into your chest and feel how you take the inhalation in, the pause, and the exhalation. And what is it like when you're lying on your right side to breathe into your chest? Because you should feel it different on the two sides. And now observe breathing down in your belly. So as you take a breath in, you make your belly full. And again, how is that like? Or what is the experience like for you while lying on your right side? And now see if you can do once or twice the seesaw. I call it the seesaw movement. So that's where you're going to take a breath in. And at this point, trust yourself. If it's easier for you to take the breath in into your chest and hold it and then move it down to the belly, great. If you're the person that needs to take the breath in down at your belly and then pull it up to the chest, that's fine. But do that movement where you take in a big breath, again you hold it. There is no exhalation from your nose or your mouth. You're just shoving the breath down, which is pushing the diaphragm out. And then when you pull it up, you're pulling it back up into the lungs so the lungs expand. And you go back and forth quickly. That's it, Julie. If you make it a quick movement, that's it, Dale. You'll feel how much your breath moves your entire self. That's it. So Julie, go ahead. That's it. Try to take a big breath in, and now try to move it. That's it. But do it faster. Faster. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Excellent. Okay, great. Roll onto your back, and now let's go to your left side. And again, just start on the left side to first just notice how comfortable you are on the left side. How much contact you really make on this side. When you go to bed, which side do you lie on? Most of us choose a side to lie on. We usually have a preference of one side being more comfortable than the other. So these are just things to notice. And then go ahead and take a breath into your chest. Have your chest get really big and expand, and then exhale. And then shift it to your belly. Take the breath in down at your belly. And one may feel more challenging than the other. And that tells you a little bit about yourself, where your habit of breathing or breath is. Good. Now let's go to the taking in a big breath and holding it, and then alternating it. You're pushing it back and forth. You push it down to the belly, and then you pull it back up to the chest. And each time that we do this, it should get easier and clearer how to do this oscillatory movement. So once again, there's no exhalation. You take in a big breath, hold it, and then you just move the breath down to the belly and then pull it back up. Really make your belly big. This can be quite challenging for those of you that have been doing so much abdominal work of holding your belly in. So push it out and then pull it back in. Suck it in and then push it out. And then suck it in and push it out. Start to get more power pushing it out. Really, really push the belly out. Have some power there. See, if you're sucking in your abdomen all the time, you lose the power of the abdomen. Excellent, Cindy. That's it, Julie. Okay, you're more lifting your ribs. I want you to, here's my hand, push that belly into my hand. Okay, so pause. Exhale. Let it all go for a minute. There you go. Okay. Take in a deep breath. And now push down out even more this way. There! More. Make it bigger. Okay, now suck it up. And now push it out. And suck it up. It's like I taught my daughter this, and she's like, she had a term for it. Making yourself real skinny, showing your ribs. Pull up. And now push out. Push. There you go. Even more. Now see if you can do it again faster. That's it. Push that. That's it. And pull it up. That's it. Those of you that have the power of pushing the belly out, it's great. It is so necessary. pull up. Now push out powerful. Pull. You're getting there. There you go. Good. Excellent. Okay. Let it go. Roll onto your back. Lengthen your legs and just rest for a moment. So one of the greatest places to use this breathing or breath work is if somebody's had any kind of injury to ribs. Injury to ribs are really, really painful, and they can't do anything. You can't put a cast on ribs. Often what they'll do is tape you. But it's really painful, so people that injure ribs go into holding their breath. So the first thing I teach them is how to breathe and have the ribs start to expand again. Does that make sense? But broken ribs are really painful, so those people go into immediately holding their breath, and then even when the ribs heal, what are they doing? They're still holding their breath. Okay, bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to standing. Interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. And this time you're going to actually hold your head up in the air, kind of suspended a little bit, your chin down into your chest, pretty much like you're looking towards your knees. And staying in this position now, with your head in the air, elbows should be pointed towards the ceiling. Nope, that's it. Remember, create always like a hammock with your hands. Now, take in a breath in your chest and let it go. And just see how can you breathe in your chest now with your head held this way. Feel a little harder. And just notice if maybe the expansion goes more into the armpits and in your back. You just take a breath in and then you let it go. But your focus is breathing into your chest. Good. Okay, pause and let your head rest for a moment. And does it make sense that that's kind of counterintuitive, right? Because you're folding the chest, but you're asking it to expand. So what do you think happens then? I've talked about the word constraint. Right? So there's a constraint there. So the breath has to go somewhere, right? So hopefully it goes more wider under the armpit area and in your back because you're lifting your head and folding your chest. So let's try it again. Lift your head and take a breath into the chest and just notice where does it go? I know it wants to go down to the belly, but see if you can keep it up in the upper part and get it to go into your back and your armpits. So you take in a breath and then let it go. And then this next time, go ahead and take a breath into your belly. And what is that like with your head lifted? Try that a couple times. That's it, Char. Good. Okay, and let that go. And everybody rest on your back. Lengthen your legs. And just notice already the change in contact that you're making with the floor. And if you just take a moment to tune back into your natural breath, has it somehow changed? It may not necessarily be longer, but does the breath travel spaciously into more areas than you felt before? Now this time, bend your right knee, have your right foot standing, and your right hand underneath your head. And you're going to lift your head just with your right hand. Again, the elbow's always directed towards the ceiling. That's it. And in this position, take in a breath. First, take a breath into the chest. You know, you breathe and then you exhale. And notice what's happening on the left side of your body. Is the breath larger? And then shift the breath down to the belly. You can do a nice big belly breath. And again, does it feel like it expands more on the left side now than the right? Good. Lower your head and we're going to change over. So straighten your right leg, bend your left. Bring the left hand behind the head. And again, always when you lift your head, the elbow is directed towards the ceiling. It's like you create like a hammock. So there's no work in the neck muscles. Your head should just be totally relaxed in the palm of your left palm. And again, just taking a nice breath. So you inhale and you exhale. And you're just observing, where does the breath travel to now? What's occurring on the right side? Good. Okay, and let that go and pause to rest again. And again, when you're in the resting phase, is just notice where you settle back to. You know, how does your breath settle back for you? Where does it go? Where is that comfort zone for you? And now please roll over onto your stomach. If any of you want towels for your mats, does anybody for their face? Are you good? There's a couple towels here. So lying on your stomach, put your face down, and can you lengthen your arms straight up long above you? So your palms, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that to hit you here, Julie, if you want that for your own mat. So your arms are long and your palms, that's it. And just notice, as you're lying on your stomach, your breath, it's so different. Notice what you feel happening with your abdomen now. Does it raise away from the floor and then lower back down? And can you start to feel your breath expanding, or I should say the breath, your breath, it's expanding now into your back. So if your belly lifts away from the floor, can you feel how your lower back actually rises towards the ceiling? And what about the area in between your shoulder blades? Can you actually feel, again, that area opening and widening? Does your breath feel bigger now that you're on your stomach? And now in this position, let's just return to the four parts of the breath. We started with this. So that you don't change anything about what you're doing. You're just observing the length of your inhalation, where it expands to in yourself, the pause, the exhalation, and the length of your exhalation, and the pause. And what's different about your breathing now that you're on your stomach? Good. Now we're going to just do two more things. This next time, make your breath as big as you can. You really make a huge inhalation. And just notice, do your arms even lengthen on the floor in front of you? And where does the large breath travel to? Make it as big as you can. Feel the pause and then let it go. Maybe just do that twice. We don't want to do it too much. Good. Now this next time, I'd like you to make your breath as small as possible. So you take in the tiniest sip of air. Like, if you were in, let's say, an avalanche or something, right, and you've created this little pocket of air in front of you, and you learned that if you take in just the smallest sip, you'll be able to last longer, right, live longer. So take in the tiniest sip and notice, where does that occur? Where does that initial small little sip of air occur? And then you let it go. Beautiful. Okay, let's have you roll over onto your back again. And once you're on your back, again, just take a moment to just notice. Just check in and notice how you're breathing, your breath, it re-regulates itself. So one of the things to know, it's kind of in a way why it's silly to teach breathing, like that there's a specific way to breathe, because one of the things hopefully you're learning and noticing here is that your body self-regulates itself, and the number one thing that it does that with is your breath. So your breathing and your breath changes in different circumstances. And that includes being in different positions, that includes doing different activities. So you just noticed your breathing was quite different on your stomach, wasn't it? Because all of a sudden you put your body, into a different situation, right? There was pressure put on the chest. So where did the breath have to go? To the back. So when you're skiing, it's completely different than if you're running, and it's completely different than if you're playing tennis. And what's really completely different is if you're swimming. So what this lesson's about today really is opening up those possibilities and choices. Often what happens is we've reduced ourselves down. Like in movement, we've reduced ourselves down to just one way of breathing. So that when we get into different situations or different activities, our breath might become strained or difficult or hard, or we don't feel like we can get enough air because we've limited ourselves with our breath. So we need the same amount of choice with breathing as we do with movements, or I should say with breath. So in saying that, bend your knees, Bring your feet to standing. Cross your right knee over your left, keeping the knees crossed. Again, you're at the knees, not the ankles, the knees. Slowly, you're going to begin to tilt the legs down over to the right and bring them back up. Just introduce this movement. And bring your arms straight out to your sides. That's it, kind of like a snow angel or something. Palms down. And then the next time that you tilt your legs over to the right, stay there. That's it. And now we're going to begin to do that seesaw breath or breathing. So take in a breath, hold it, push it down to your belly, suck it back up to your chest, push it back down to the belly, suck it back up to the chest. That's it. Try to go a little faster. Feel what happens in the pelvis and in the spine. So see if you can make the movement pretty quick. Just bump, 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 back and forth. Remember, there's no exhalation. That's it, Cindy. It's really about the diaphragm. And do you know what the diaphragm's attached to? Your lower back. So if you can't move the diaphragm, good chances are you've got some lower back issues. Push that belly out. Free the diaphragm. That's it. Now do it faster. That's it, Cindy. It's getting pretty easy, isn't it, now? That's it, Julie. Now you're finally getting it. There's still a place in your chest that you hold. Do you feel that? Yeah. So just think of that melting away. Let that diaphragm just, it's, I don't know, it reminds me of when I had my daughter, you know, when you're in labor and you're like, push! Push that belly out. Because again, that's freeing the diaphragm, which is attached to the front side of your spine. So if the diaphragm's really tight, again, good chances are you've got some lower back issues. That's it. So again, now you're just going in and out. So relax for a second. So take in a big breath. Hold it. Now push back, push down. Whoa. Now suck in. There you go. It's been all that holding. You've been holding. There, let go. Okay, bring your legs up, uncross them, and rest on your back. So this is back to what I started with in the beginning, Char, right? We go into holding patterns and holding our breath and holding our diaphragm, which is not about having strong abs. The diaphragm's a different, you know, muscle there. That is attached to the spine, so that increases the problem with your back. And these are really important distinctions to be able to make, is the difference between your front, the front abdominal muscles, and how those need to be toned versus your diaphragm, which is deeper inside of you that needs to be very, very free to allow the lower back to be free. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, cross your left leg over your right, your arms still out to the side, and just tilt your legs once or twice, maybe even three times to the left, so that you get comfortable with this kind of twisted position. And then you're going to keep your legs over to the left. And once you're there, you're going to again do this seesaw breathing where you take in a breath, hold it, push it down to your belly and suck it back up to your chest. Try it slow, try it fast. So if you can change the tempo, this is very much like as Tess would know, being a runner or a cross-country skier, where dramatically the tempo changes. Dramatically, your breathing can go from very regulated to fast and then slow down. And so this ability is really important. Push out, good. And now suck that belly in, there. And push, pull in, and push. Now do it faster. Just boom, boom, faster. You can do it faster, faster. There you go. That's it. So just play with it like, that's it, Dale, it's coming. It's coming. In a way, the faster that you make it go, the more you have to let go of the control in the lower back, right? That's it, Kate. Now, that's it. Push this out. There you go. Push, push, push faster. Push, push. There. That's what we want. Like that. There. Like that. That's what you want. There. That's it, Char. So even more, push, push, push. Don't worry about your legs. Don't worry about anything. So you start to tighten here. No need to tighten. Push, push, push. There you go. Push, pull, push, pull. Push out. That's so confusing. You've been so holding for so long. Push, push, push. That's a push. Now pull in. Now push. Let your breath go. Okay, and everybody roll onto your back. Come up, bring your legs up, straighten them out. Okay, one more time, please roll onto your stomach for me. And this time you're going to come up to, like they call it, like a Sphinx position in yoga. So your entire palm and forearm is on the floor. There you go. Okay, you can just let your head be neutral if you want to let it hang down. And in this position, okay, take in a breath. Notice what happens in between your shoulder blades. So just take in a breath and then release it. Feel how your belly hangs forward. That's it. Just let your back go. See if you can do the breath up in the chest and the back. That's it. Feel how the back. That's it, Char. Feel that lift. So see if you can expand into the back. Even more. So take in a big breath and expand here into my hand. Push back. There. It's like you're going to press your back. Excellent. Into the sky. That's it, Cheryl. You feel that? So you feel the rise of this whole area. So by suspending yourself up like this, you feel the rise. That's it, Cindy. Excellent. Even this can lift. Can you feel that? There. And when you get tired, excellent, Julie. When you get tired, okay, everybody lower down and lengthen your arms straight out in front of you again one more time while on your stomach. And just feel your breath and breathing. So don't change it. Don't make it larger. Just purely observe. And really notice at this point in the lesson, because we're to the end of the lesson here, of just how your natural breath travels into all these areas you never felt before. And technically, it is not the air itself traveling, right? Okay, the air is contained into the lungs. But did you know that your lungs go from the very top of your shoulder blade all the way down to the bottom of your ribs? Somehow people think their lungs are these tiny little things and that they're just on the front side. But the biggest part of your lung is from the top of your shoulder all the way down to the bottom of your lower ribs. That's how big they are. So just with your breathing now, are you feeling and experiencing that expansion? Maybe for the first time, because it's the first time you've had an awareness there. And just feel the release. So even more so, the more that you allow yourself to exhale, the more you feel on the inhale. It's just like so cool. And that's why I'm going around touching all of you, because it gives you that. I'm getting them down here. There. I think that they say that most of us use something like 1/8 of our capacity of our lungs, because we're just so shallow, breathing just up in that high area. I'm taking a breath. Feel my hand. That's nice. Feel that, Char. That's it. And then really let it exhale. Just let it all disappear. I love, in particular, the area under my armpits. I love feeling how my ribs expand there and down in the lower part of my back, where those floating ribs are, that you get wide down there. Good. And then go ahead and roll over onto your back and rest. And as you're resting now, just really take a moment, kind of go back to, you know, how you started with the body scan. And notice how different your contact is now with the floor. And we didn't do any of these really vigorous movements. We worked with your breath, but how different is your experience now of your back, your neck, the way your shoulder blades are resting, your pelvis. And then how do you observe and sense your breath now? And let's just go back to the four parts of breathing, of you just noticing. Again, not making it anything, not taking in a deep breath, just where you're at, who you are for right now. Just notice your inhalation. Notice two things. Is there a longer count to the inhalation? And do you just experience and feel that it travels to so many more places? It's almost like going into a cave, you know? And like there was like one small passage, and all of a sudden you've carved out all this space, right, that the air can now travel to. So just notice that. Notice that with your inhalation, and then when you get to the pause. And then notice your exhalation. Usually the exhalation is a little longer. They may be equivalent now, but just see if even both of them are longer. And the exhalation, let me tell you, is the most important. Because if you don't exhale, you can't inhale. And that is where asthma stems from. People that go into panic attacks, it's because they take a breath in and they hold. So you must exhale. The inhale is automatic in our nervous system, but the exhale is the part that we have control over. So again, just take this time to notice your inhalation, the pause, your exhalation, the pause, both the length of them and just where the breath travels and then where it releases from. So before you come up, I'm just going to let you kind of slowly let it go, you know. This is something that you can tap into at any time. And just notice for yourself, like as you're doing golfing or different activities, skiing, are you holding your breath? Or you're driving the car, are you holding? And can you bring yourself back to this four parts of breath and breathing. Just be fun for you to play with. And one last thing I was going to just share with you where this has been extraordinarily useful and I got to use is working with people, in particular quadriplegics and paraplegics, because often what happens is they go into their lungs completely shutting down. So I've had the opportunity back in San Diego to actually go into the hospital, into ICU units, and work with people that are quads and paras doing this kind of lesson and bringing their own breathing back to themselves on their own. Most of them have this contraption that they put on. It looks like a turtle shell, and it sucks the lungs up, and it tries to, you know, it's very much like when you're trying to get the heart to go again, to get the lungs to go again, but it doesn't work because it's not self-regulated, right? It's a machine trying to do it for the body. So I had some amazing opportunities to teach people in those situations how to breathe on their own again. So it's really quite powerful, the breath. Okay, so in saying that, let's have you roll to your side, bring yourself up to sitting and standing. And when you do come up to standing, now take your time just noticing how you feel in standing from this lesson. Because once again, as soon as you come to a different position, the body completely changes how it regulates breathing. Very different now in standing than it was lying on your back or your stomach. Just notice it. And again, what I'd like you to take away from today and kind of just think about throughout the week till next week is just noticing, when do I hold my breath? Just become aware. Oh my gosh, I'm holding my breath. Can I let that go? Can I start breathing again? Okay, go ahead and walk around the room. Feel your walking. See if you feel somehow, I don't know if this is the right word, but larger or expansive. Sometimes we don't want to feel larger. It's like, I don't want to feel larger, right? That's this thing for a lot of us. But maybe it's the word is you just feel expanded on the inside. There's more room or space.